Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to be very hard for anybody. I would not put a dime on this game this weekend.
Why?
There are so many up in the air for both the Bills and the 49ers.
And the elements.
Possible snow bomb coming Sunday night to Buffalo.
Snow bomb.
Snow bomb. With that being said,
yeah.
You feel confident?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you have not watched the San Francisco 49ers at all this year?
Cake-ola.
All right.
I guess you can.
We're going to do this already?
Well, you started
No,
it.
No, I simply was trying
the intro
to
yet.
Inform
Let me grab
you.
My nose,
Kimmy, just play the stupid thing.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, your first pick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Over under. 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. It's been a very weird year for Amari Cooper.
He's healthy, right?
Well, see, that's one question. He started in Cleveland. They're terrible. Mm. His numbers were bad.
Yeah.
He comes to Buffalo. Has an amazing first game despite no preparation.
Yes.
Then gets hurt in game two, and misses time. He played with a cast on his wrist against Kansas City, but still had a major impact. Two big-time catches that led to points for the Bills. He's had the bye week to rest up.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's healthy.
Oh, he's money.
And ready to go, but we're not entirely sure even what's wrong with his wrist, let alone if it's better now. He's the guy you went to go get to blow the top off the D.
Yeah.
He's your potential long ball threat. So you know.
Yeah.
San Francisco has one of the best passing defenses in the league.
But you say that every week.
No, I'm giving you the numbers. Numbers don't lie.
They get after you.
San Francisco is averaging, holding teams to under 200 yards passing a game. And even last week, in a blowout loss to the Packers, their quarterback, Jordan Love, only threw for 163 yards. So the Bills could play really well and just not pass the ball. Over under 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper.
You're telling me this guy is like number one guy, can't get a lousy 65 yards
with
Josh Allen? They're going to stop Josh Allen, these soft-ass San Francisco boys. Ain't having it.
I believe.
Oh, do you believe?
No, I believe 65 yards would be the most yards he's had.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He had 66 yards in his first game. He had 86 yards against the Giants when he was in Cleveland, not in Buffalo. So if he hits this, let's say he goes.
He's got Josh.
Yes, he had Josh last week. He had 55.
Hmm.
And then he got hurt.
Okay. Things happen.
So you have no trepidation with Amari.
This guy cannot get a lousy 65 yards
against this, what, 500 San Francisco team?
Give me under 500. What's the slogan for the
Bills?
They're
under?
They're 5-6 right now.
Oh, my. You're trying to scare me with this team?
Yeah, coming off two losses in a row?
Yeah.
Or are they three? No, two.
No, they're two. Yeah. And this is a team that they're, okay.
Let me tell you something. By the way, they're coming to us. You always tell me, well, you know, you come from the West Coast to the East Coast, very difficult.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, you got to think about the elements. Okay. Could be a trap game.
That sounds nothing like me, by the way. That sounds nothing like me at all.
That's what you sound like.
Worst impression of anybody has ever done of anybody. So to be clear.
Oh, my God.
Give me this time off.
Record.
Lord baby Jesus, please get me to 10 o'clock to give me this time off.
Oh.
You are over 65 yards receiving for Amari Cooper.
Yes.
Tommy's second pick on a football Wednesday.
Yeah.
Over under.
Yeah.
1.5, a touchdown catch for 49ers tight end George Kittle. You know George Kittle.
Oh, right? Yeah. He was in that Netflix thing.
I'm sorry?
He was in a Netflix thing.
He was not a Netflix
thing. He was in the receiver
thing. I watched a Netflix thing.
He's got the long hair and his wife is super annoying. And they take a party bus to the game.
If the player wasn't on Netflix, Tommy doesn't know them.
But at least I know the kid.
If he wasn't on Netflix or he wasn't on that stupid boat reality show. Johnny Damon, pretty good baseball
don't
player.
Don't take shots at Below Deck.
Okay, so here's
I said no-fly zone, buddy.
Everyone in San Francisco is some kind of banged up.
Yeah.
Like, they've lost all of their top three wide receivers, running back. They were without quarterback Brock Purdy last week. Mm. Throughout the season, major pieces have been missing every game.
Yeah.
The only consistent person this year for the Niners has been tight end George Kittle, and he's taken advantage of it.
Mm.
He has 8 touchdowns this year. That's good for third in the entire NFL.
How is he on the road?
I don't know. Well, he's got 5 in his last 5 games.
Okay.
Right? So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet your ass that when San Fran gets anywhere close to the red zone, they are going to be looking for George Kittle. However, the Bills have been very good at shutting down big-time tight ends.
They're shutting everybody down.
Well, no, because the backup tight end for the Chiefs last week, Noah Gray, I think his name was, 2 touchdown catches. Mm. But Travis Kelce, their star, 2 catches for 8 yards the last time the Bills took the field. And that was without linebacker Matt Milano, who may be playing Sunday night for the first time this season. Over, under, keep in mind, 5 touchdown catches in his last 5 games, and he's 3rd in the league in touchdown catches. Over, under, 1.5 a touchdown for tight end George Kittle.
I don't think it's happening. I don't think this beatnik travels well. So I don't think him coming east is going to fare well with this kid. And he's kind of a clingy, like, to his wife. It looks like if she ain't around, he's like lost.
How do you know she's not coming? Yeah. Second of all,
bro, she's super. You do not want to be in a plane with this chick.
Well, she wouldn't fly with the team
for a reason.
Oh my God! What? So you're
basing this solely on his wife being there?
The good thing about these shows, Kimmy, it gives you the inside track.
Okay.
It's almost like having a little inside.
Wow, look at you! You are an insider.
I'm telling you, this kid doesn't travel well. He's a little bit on the soft side, and I think
George Kittle soft.
Oh, and I think he's a little overrated.
So
I'm
going to
say
no.
Okay, so
Kittle.
Just to be clear,
nothing for you, Kittle.
You are under 1.5 a touchdown.
Yeah, Kittle ain't getting nothing
for 49ers tight end George Kittle.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy Tussle in his special Wednesday edition before the holidays. He is over 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He is under 1.5 a touchdown catch for 49ers tight end George Kittle. Are you ready for your third pick?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Over, under.
Just myself. Are you ready?
Over.
Are you done?
Are you done?
Ready?
Can you please be done so we can get this over with because you still have hate mail of the week to get to? Over, under. 1.5 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen.
Ooh.
Josh Allen has the best odds to win MVP right now. It's the latest he's ever had it in any seasons he's played. And he's doing it playing smart football.
Yeah.
This year he has not taken off running like his hair was on fire like we've seen in the past. Despite that, he's got 2 rushing touchdowns in each of his last 2 games. And the one we saw against the Chiefs.
Bro, that was a national story.
All-timer.
Yeah.
So the weirdest thing about San Francisco.
What's that?
We just told you they have one of the best passing defenses in the NFL. They're even better against the rush. The 49ers.
How are they losing games?
That's what
they're
I don't
so
get.
Great.
They have the number one rushing defense in the NFL for yardage.
Mm.
They have one of the best all-around defenses in the league, but they're under 500. And even weirder, despite everything we just told you, having the best rush defense in the NFL, they've given up the 3rd most rushing touchdowns in the league.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Okay.
I am stymied.
That don't make no sense.
This game makes no sense.
All right.
So, you can argue that because they gave up so many rushing touchdowns, Josh is a shoe-in to get the ball in the red zone and go. You can also argue because they give up so few rushing yards that Josh will not have a lane to get into the end zone. Over under, one half a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen on Sunday.
He's getting in, baby. You know he's getting in. He's going to see that spot. You can't stop that kid. He cannot stop that guy.
He cannot stop that guy. Are we talking about George Kittle again?
Yeah, maybe.
You idiot. You don't even know what you're saying.
He's getting in, man. The NFL wants this stuff. It looks good on TV.
I know the NFL. They can't. They're not going to send a fax to Sean McDermott. Make sure Josh Allen runs a touchdown.
No, I'm not saying it's fixed or anything, but.
You don't think that all this MVP talk and coming off a bye, because I'm sure that he, you know, they had a little extra time to pay attention to this kind of stuff. Yeah. You think that's going to get to his head, though?
I don't think the kid gets rattled. He doesn't seem to get rattled.
Wait. The guy that you call Lighthouse Boy for about three seasons straight, he doesn't get rattled?
He's matured. Can we agree he's matured?
I thought he was great before.
He's playing better, smarter football now than he's ever played.
Oh, now you're going to try to sound like serious football? Smarter football. Dueling douches in the pregame.
That's because you're watching football.
Bitch.
Buffalo Sabres.
Shut up. Play tonight live on CMF. To be clear, you are over one half a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen. Okay.
Golden Boy is getting in.
All right, now listen to me very carefully.
Listen, seriously.
Lighthouse Boy to Golden Boy.
Yeah.
Less than a year.
Golden Lighthouse Boy.
He's still a boy.
Shut up.
Our boy. What? Boy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be a hard game to pick for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
One, it's super early in the week. I'm going to murder your family, I swear to God.
I'm listening.
Okay. Two, we've touched on all the injuries. We don't know who's playing for the Bills. Spencer Brown did not play against the Chiefs. Keon Coleman did not play against the Chiefs. Amari Cooper had the brace on.
But you don't need these guys. Matt Milano
is up in the air. He could play. That changes how points. Brock Purdy did not play last week. They don't know if his shoulder's going to be good to go. Nick Bosa, defensive end, who's a game changer, did not play next week. If he goes, is he 100%? You got wide receivers that are hurt in San Francisco that could come back. Right now, the Bills are 6.5-point favorites at home in prime time. But, Kimmy, we don't know if that number is anticipating these stars being back or anticipating them not playing. Now, like you brought up earlier, you know my one rule in gambling.
What's that?
A West Coast team traveling east
can't do it.
Performs poorly. On top of that,
has San Francisco ever won in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, I've been at a couple of those games.
They've also played some.
No, like, Garrison Hurst and Steve Young and Jim Drunkenmiller.
Wait, there was a guy named Drunkenmiller?
Jim Drunkenmiller was supposed to be the heir apparent to Steve Young.
I think that name would have tipped you off.
First round pick, by the way.
Played some great games in the cold in Green Bay, too. So I know people say that could be a factor.
So you got that. Yeah. The Bills are also coming off a bye. Sean McDermott has an unbelievably good record coming off the bye. It's bad news for the underdog, the Niners. But again, I want you to listen to me.
I'm going
to
listen.
The smart play here, based on all of these variables that we don't know, and it being a Wednesday, so early in the week,
so tough,
may be to take the 49ers to cover the almost touchdown.
Yeah.
If Purdy doesn't play, it's a terrible pick.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by a touchdown or more?
So you're going to tell me that this West Coast coming limping ass in.
That played in the Super Bowl last year. And
soft ass, yep. Overrated Brock Purdy. He was a one-hit wonder kid.
You're describing the Bills made, at
the,
one
the
point.
The gas is
didn't
out of
point that
out.
Hasn't Brock Purdy played in like multiple NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
The gas is off of this kid.
The gas is off. They went to the back of the house and they turned the gas off on the kid.
He's got no gas.
You
in the
are
ass,
the
baby.
Stupidest person.
Doesn't a team limping into a game like this, coming off two losses, doesn't that kind of scare you a little bit?
No,
just because, again,
wounded.
Like we've talked about the Bills doing the same thing.
They're desperate. This is what the Bills were last year, coming off that Eagles game. The 49ers are a good team that have had terrible luck, and if they lose this game, their playoff shot chances might be shot. They are going to throw everything they have at you.
Like every other team that comes to Buffalo because they want to take down the Golden.
No, this is for their season. It has nothing to do with cachet. They need. Okay, fine.
Bills win.
Do they do it by a touchdown or more?
Oh, so you're asking me now if they're going to cover the points.
Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
I see them covering those points.
Okay,
I think old Kittle and crew is going down.
So that's just at 7 points Kittle. And we're done? 7 points and we're done.
I mean, what do you mean? Be done with the...
With the points?
Oh, beyond the points. What do I see? What do you think I see?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you know what I see, baby.
What do you see?
I'm seeing me a Kittle blowout, baby.
So Kittle's going to blow out the Bills?
Yeah. No, Kittle's going to get blown out.
Okay, so that's how you would
blown
say that.
Blown out.
Stupid
baby.
Ass. Bitch ass.
Baby, you didn't say it right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Come on.
Just recap real quick. Tommy is over 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. Mm. He's over under 1/2 a touchdown catch for 49ers tight end George Kittle. He is over 1/2 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen. Mm. He has the Bills winning this game in prime time. He has them covering the 6.5.
Damn.
And he has them winning
just myself.
In a blowout.
Oh, back.
Our good buddies, despite it being Wednesday, have cleared their busy schedules.
Busy schedules with these two jamokes.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan will be in just after 9 o'clock, along with his cohort from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
Yep, they will be in to recap.
That's so fast. Chuckle butt buddy. I say at the end of this game on Sunday night, I'm predicted two things.
Why do things always happen at the end of the game?
Well, that's what you do.
That's when the things happen.
That's when you take all the stats.
You wear the bonus pick lives.
I'm over here. I say by the end of this game, because I'm predicting two things.
Okay, so predict them, stupid.
The Bills have the number one seed Sunday night. I think there's going to be an upset on Friday.
You think the Raiders?
I think
with a backup quarterback.
There's going to be, because the Kansas City has been winning by the skin of their ass.
Because the Kansas
week.
City have been winning by
you
the
know,
skin of their ass.
They're barely beating good teams.
Okay.
And I'm saying there's going to be a Black Friday upset.
Okay. So
and
you, I just
Bills
be...
win, Kansas City loses.
Okay.
The
time
number
out,
one
time
seed
time
will
out.
Be.
Time out. Out. I just want to make sure you're
because
aware of what's
out.
Happening.
Because
I got two left.
I got two left.
I got two left.
Good.
You think that the
Raiders,
Las Vegas Raiders,
Vegas,
with backup
baby.
With backup quarterback Aiden O'Connell, because Gardner Minshew broke his collarbone,
Vegas.
Is going to go into Arrowhead?
Yeah,
he believes.
And upset
trap
the
game.
Chiefs.
I hear it might be a trap game. I'm hearing.
What's a trap game?
You tell me. You're the one who knows talking about.
So a trap game is a game where you're overlooking your opponent for the next game. Mm-hmm. They play.
I can't believe you're betting on an Aiden.
Ooh,
what's wrong with Aiden?
Well, he's from Pittsburgh. 30% of boys at Pittsburgh.
I was
are you saying? Are you
make...
saying all Aidens are soft?
No, I was waiting for you to say
Aiden,
that.
My friend from the bar.
You don't know an Aiden.
Yeah, you don't.
Aiden's too smart a name to associate with you. All right. So prediction one is that Sunday night the Bills are the number one overall seed in the AFC
because
the
Kansas City drops an easy one.
Okay, so those are your two predictions.
Yeah, it's going to be the Black Friday massacre in Kansas.
That's actually. I mean, that's one prediction, but that's fine.
But it's all going to set up.
The whole show is just going to be us making guttural noises at each other till 10 o'clock. All right.
All right.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan.
Good luck with all that.
Ryan Duffy, Let's Go Duffalo Podcast. Mm. Just after 9 o'clock to recap all those picks. There are several guesses already as to what Ryan will be dressed as.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got a lot to work with this week. It's a crazy town.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his body. We'll find out when the boys come in just after 9 o'clock on a special Football Wednesday here at the Break Room on CMF.